Adia Kelbara and the Circle of Shamans by Issy Hendricks. Summary of Adia Kelbara and the Circle of Shamans Part 1, The Curse of the Swamplands. The Swamplands and the Year of Practicality. The story begins in the Swamplands, a remote and neglected region of the Zarian Empire that most maps dismiss as not worth discussing. 12-year-old Adia Kelbara is an orphan living with her aunt Ife and uncle Eric, along with her ugly, dull, and brute cousin Erickson. Adia's life is defined by isolation. The village believes she is an Ogbanjaya child demon born to heap misery on their family and die young out of spite. This suspicion is fueled by her extraordinary, unnatural memory. She never forgets anything she reads or hears, and her historical bouts of sickness. Adia's favorite relative was her cousin, Eric Jr. EJ, who was kind and smart but vanished a year prior while they were at a lake. The village missionaries claimed EJ was also an Ogbanjuho, had returned to the realm of the dead, a claim that fueled Adia's internal rage and guilt, as she felt she had failed to protect him. The inciting incident occurs when Adia receives her placement letter for her Year of Practicality, a mandatory Zarian apprenticeship for 12-year-olds. While most Swamplands children are apprenticed to their families to harvest Agriasa creeping plant used to make the sedative tonic known as drops, Adia has secretly arranged a placement outside the village. With the help of her cousin Avery, she secures an apprenticeship in the kitchens of the Academy of Shamans and Shalonia. The missionary influence and the earthquake. The Swamplands have been fundamentally altered by missionaries of the Bright Father, who converted the villages from the traditional worship of the Ilusi, guardian gods from the stars. The missionaries promote obedience without question and provide drops as a holy communion to keep the population submissive. Aunt Ife is a fervent convert, viewing shamans as demons who worship the ancient evil, Olek. When Adia's aunt and uncle discover her plan to leave, they attempt to stop her by confiscating her savings and inviting Sister Claudia, a missionary, to force dose Adia with drops. During the confrontation, Sister Claudia pinches Adia's ear, triggering a violent surge of power. Adia glows with purple light, and a massive earthquake levels the village, destroying mud houses and uprooting trees. Terrified that she has confirmed her identity as a curse, Adia flees the ruins of her home with her cat, Bubbles, and boards a ship for Shalonia, hoping a shaman can help her break her perceived curse. Part 2, The Sentient Academy and the Noble Brats. Life at the Academy of Shamans. Upon arriving at the academy, Adia finds it is far from the marvelous sight she imagined. The school is a sentient, decrepit building made from the bark of ancient sea trees, which acts up by slamming doors, flipping tables, and throwing loose boards at people it dislikes. The head chef, Maka Esiniri, and her cousin Lebachi explain that the academy is in a serious depression because it is no longer a place of true learning. Instead, it has become a playground for spoiled rich children from the sunless mountains to play at being shamans, despite having no shamanic blood. Adia begins her work as a kitchen apprentice, remaining invisible to the students. She meets Nami Watson, a talkative boy from the capital with a military apprenticeship training to be a gold hat, a royal soldier. Nami's family has fallen into social disgrace due to his father's gambling debts, and he is obsessed with making connections with the wealthy students to restore his family's honor. The conflict with Mallory Amber. Adia's attempt to remain invisible fails during an encounter with Mallory Amber, the wealthiest and most arrogant student at the school. When Adia tries to warn Mallory that she is sticking her face in a poisonous plant, Mallory reacts with vitriol, offended that a servant would dare to think. Later, while delivering morning tea, Adia's cat Bubbles vomits in Mallory's expensive face cream, which was actually plow mud Mallory believed had bleaching properties. An ancient shamanic rattle in the room hurls itself at Adia's feet, and Mallory, sensing Adia's dark energy, accuses her of vandalism and witchcraft. Despite Maka's attempts to defend her, the headmaster, pressured by Mallory's influential father, expels Adia. Part 3, The Ilusi and the Demon Emperor. The secret in the library. Before she can leave the school in disgrace, Adia hides in the academy's restricted map library to avoid a gold hat patrol. While hiding in a cabinet, she witnesses three Ilusi manifest in the room: Ginnikanwa, Genie, the goddess of love and fire, Ikenga, the horned god of victory, and Imbari, the god of art. The gods reveal a world-shattering secret: the demon Olek has returned and has been possessing Emperor Darianvor over a year. Olek is the one responsible for the burned lands, appearing across Zarya, as he is searching for Imo Miri, a mythic rainforest that cannot be touched by fire and contains the energy of a star. Olic has placed a confusion curse on Zarya. If anyone tells a mortal he is back, the mortal will either forget the information or think it is a lie. Adia realizes she has found a loophole in the curse because she eavesdropped on the gods rather than being told directly. Genie plans to travel to the Horribeondalark's old lair to retrieve the blood-stained stone, the shriveled remains of a star Olic once destroyed, which is the only object capable of containing him during an exorcism. The journey to the Horribeond. Adia follows Genie off her ship and convinces the goddess to let her assist. She uses her knowledge of maps and her loophole status to become Genie's guide. They travel down the serpentine pass, a river filled with eels and snakes, into the Horribeond, a dimension that purges sadness and pain from those who enter. In this realm, they encounter energy thieves, wraiths that drain souls by feigning helplessness, and Headless Haroma, the ruler of the Horribeond maze. Adia's powers manifest again when she is attacked by an energy thief named Sanachi. Adia commands the seaweed to bind the creature. She eventually makes friends with the lonely Haroma by treating her like a normal person. Meeting Time and the Truth of Nri. In the Horribeond, they find Time, a warrior and champion of Nri, who has been trapped there for a year, though in reality, it has been 500 years. Time reveals she stole the bloodstained stone from Olic, whom she knew as the Bright Father, during his war on the Queendom of Nri. The stone's volatile celestial energy accidentally transported her through space and time to the Horribeond. The group is also joined by Nami, who followed Adia into the Horribeond out of guilt but spent most of the trip in a daze because he is still susceptible to Alark's curse. Part 4, The Exorcism and the Red Room. The kidnapping plan. The group returns to the academy with the stone, intending to kidnap Emperor Darian during the welcoming ceremony and perform the exorcism in the woods. Time disguises herself as a hill nun to infiltrate the school. Adia's task is to switch the Emperor's kola nut with one laced with a powerful sleeping agent she prepared. The plan hits a snag when Olic as Darian singles Adia out from the crowd and orders his gold hats to bring her to his private chambers, the Red Room. Inside, a terrifyingly emotional Olic falls to his knees and calls Adia, Vina. He believes Adia is the reincarnation of his old rival, a powerful shaman who hid Imo Miri from him 5 centuries ago. He offers her immense wealth if she will let him use her eyes to find the hidden land. The discovery of the stolen children. Darian's own consciousness briefly resurfaces to fight Olic, allowing Adia to knock the possessed body unconscious with a marble deer statue. She and Time smuggled Darian out through a secret trapdoor leading to a salt-covered cellar in the library enclave. In the cellar, Adia finds Alark's secret power source, dozens of kidnapped children with shamanic abilities, including her cousin EJ. EJ reveals that Sister Claudia had kidnapped him and that Olic has been using drops to amplify the children's powers so he can drain their energy to fuel his own. Adia spills the barrels of drops to ensure Olic can no longer use them, while Darian and Time lead the children to safety. Part 5, The Word of Power. Vina and the Spirit Realm. While alone in the cellar, Adia's consciousness is pulled into the Spirit Realm, where she meets the ghost of the real Vina. Vina reveals that Adia is not an Ogbanja, but her descendant, the last of the bloodline of Ovi, the first shaman. Vina explains that Adia's ability to communicate with plants and come and go through realms is a shamanic gift, not a curse. Vina urges Adia to find the loophole in Alark's word of power to defeat him. The final confrontation. Adia is recaptured by Nami, who betrays her to the gold hats to save his own career. However, Maka helps Adia escape from the dungeon by hiding a key in a bean cake. Adia reunites with Genie, Time, and Darian at a waterfall for the final exorcism. The exorcism initially fails because Olic is too strong, even without his stolen energy. He breaks free of the blood-stained stone and attempts to possess Adia directly. Adia recalls the curse Time told her, she of Ovi is protected by the good and wise. And anyone who brings her harm will be the one who dies. Olic has always assumed the She of Ovi was Vina, but Adia realizes she is also She of Ovi. As Alark's shadow spirit lunges at her heart, Adia utters her own name as a word of power. Adia, by claiming her true identity and heritage, she triggers the curse's loophole Olic is attempting to harm She of Ovi, and the curse effectively consumes him. Conclusion, a new circle. Aftermath and redemption. Olic is banished, and Darian is restored to his body. The confusion curse is broken, and the children are freed. Darian remains on the throne temporarily, while the Elusi prepare to return to the stars. Adia pardons Nami for his betrayal, though she refuses to immediately restore their friendship, telling him, I'm not going to set myself on fire because you feel a chill. She also gets a final moment of revenge on Mallory Amber by revealing that Bubbles vomited in her face cream, causing the noble girl to faint in shock. The future of the Shamans. Jeannie insists that Adia must remain at the academy not as a servant, but as its first real shamanic student in centuries to be trained in the four realms, plants, water, fire, and death. Adia initially refuses, wanting to return to the Swamplands with EJ to undo the missionary's damage. However, after the group, Adia, EJ, Time, and Darian, realizes they have become a family, Adia agrees to stay if they can all remain together. Adia finally accepts that there is nothing wrong with her that needs fixing. She has found friends, her heritage, and a place where her power can be used for good. This summary is for educational purposes only. This audio is exclusively created for AfriSummary.com. Thank you.